Maybe I wouldn't mind just hearing your thoughts about what is masculinity and how and just in language in general in this format on the radio. How do you look at your use of language in terms of your audience's literacy, but also the concepts that you want to express? Because some things are, I guess, more abstract than others. At least for me, they are.
Well, one of the things that our goal is focused on is to develop a conversation among men, not just on the show with us, but as Dale said, if there are two guys in a car, the possibility for them to open up a conversation for themselves to explore. It's only in speaking that we can find out what's true for us. And, I have this perspective that there are many women who are more grounded in their masculine energy than many men are. There are women who've got really big balls and use them in the world, and that men are actually intimidated and frightened of powerful women. But when I say powerful women, I think of women who have a strong masculine energy. Not that women aren't powerful without that, but who use that kind of energy to penetrate the world. So for me, it's just about dialogue. It's about opening up conversations to discover more. It's not that Dale and I have the answers. I don't certainly have any answers for callers. I have a perspective from my life experience, but it's really helping others find their own answers rather than coming with this one definitive line. About what it means to be masculine, what it means to be a man.
I don't think masculinity is a uniquely a male perspective or essence. I think as human beings we're born with both both a feminine and a masculine essence. I think I love the work of David Deida in this respect, how he talks about there'd be about that every being has a balance between masculine and feminine, and to some and every individual has their unique combination of those two energies. How I understand the differences between the two and how I work with the differences, I see masculine energy as being more directional, more purpose-oriented, and whereas feminine energy is more about abundance and radiance, masculine energy is about creating purpose and following through on purpose. So that's how I work with from an energetic perspective. The other so it's interesting, the distinctions that you were saying, the categories that you were talking about before of being a man. So much of how we're conditioned now, certainly and since I'd say since the 70s in North America, has been about blurring or degenderizing or disgenderizing, whatever the term, the differences between boys and girls. So boys and girls have been raised and conditioned to be equals. And then you take these individuals who are now used to working with each other and seeing each other through glasses that are about gifts and talents and strengths. And suddenly they hit puberty. And now because of an influx of hormones and because of genetic programming, they're now dealing with a set, if you will, of blueprints that nobody's ever given them information for, about. And that's where I believe where there needs to be a lot of information, that's where there needs to be a lot of support, because that's typically where it all goes awry, in terms of it's interesting, Deida talks again about, we don't want relationships that are asexual. We don't want two people who are a man and a woman, or two men or two women who are completely balanced in terms of their masculine and feminine essence, because then there's no sexual tension. then there's no energetic tension between the two of them. So what you're looking for is at some level of polarity between the two, because that's essentially what creates the spark of regeneration.